Welcome back to eBay Radio, where every segment is top-rated and all returns are hassle-free. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell and however you ship. Selling on eBay to do well is fine, but selling on eBay to do good is even better. And Nancy Kelly is known on eBay as the Living Lady, all one word. And she's here now to tell us about a project near and dear to her heart. Nancy, how long have you been selling on eBay?
Well, I started early, I think, back in 1999. eBay started, I believe, in 1996, so that's about 17 years.
Wow.
That's old timer, yes.
Definitely. Do you remember the first thing you ever sold on eBay?
No, I don't.
A lot of people don't, Griff.
No, that's long time ago.
Some people say, I'll never forget it because my heart stopped and it was so exciting. So your story about Voice of the Orphans was featured recently on the Crazy Lister blog. How did you connect with Crazy Lister?
Well, I had noticed the ads on eBay about Crazy Lister, even though I had been using another service. And for me, the hardest part of selling on eBay is designing an ad that's appealing and draws people. And even though I have a score of 690 sales, I never felt like my ad stood out. So just about at the time I was to get serious about using Crazy Lister, I noticed that there was some fee changes. And this was distressing to me because I needed to earn extra money to help some hungry, homeless orphans in Uganda. Every penny counts, so I contacted Victor and Max, they're the founders of Crazy Lister, to tell them that I was disappointed and why. I didn't ask for anything, yet they were very gracious, and they offered me a free account, which I appreciated very much.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then a few days later, I received an email from them and asking if I would like to share this story of Voice of the Orphans, and that is just recently run on their blog this week, I think. And if the listeners, your listeners haven't read it, I would encourage them to go to Crazy Lister's blog and read the article. It's entitled, This Woman is Selling on eBay to Save Lives. I believe, in spite of my terminal cancer, God's given me additional time on this earth for the purpose of helping these very needy orphans and widows.
So can you tell us a little bit, Nancy, more about the beginning of the Voice of the Orphans?
Well, as someone had told me back when I was in hospice in the millennial year 2000, that my future would include orphans and widows in Kasese, Uganda on the continent of Africa, I think I would have laughed. But it did. And while my metastatic cancer is currently stable, I'm fighting for life on another level. It all began when I met Baluku Robert on the internet through a reputable organization that matched people who were willing to answer questions, any questions, to inquirers. And I was a new volunteer, and my relationship with this young man, who wasn't even 20 at the time, grew as I groomed him on steps needed to succeed, even though he had some serious obstacles. I'm a retired school principal. Well, he desired to be a teacher or a doctor, but for him that was just unattainable, primarily due to the absolute poverty that's in that area. When Idi Amin was in power, his father was killed or found dead, and that left Bluko's young mother and four children behind, and Robert was the oldest. And there are no jobs for young people or young black men in Uganda, and very little food for anybody. And there's more to this. On a day in March in 2013, Baluko was walking to the outdoor village church where he leads music, and he saw little children collecting rotten food scraps. And some boys were fighting, and he called them together to talk, and he asked them about their problems. And they told him that they were hungry and that they were orphans and that they had no place to sleep and no one to care for them. And certainly Baluko understood. He felt sorry for them, but he also felt helpless. So he asked the children to come closer, and he prayed with them, and he asked them to meet the following day, and they came, as well as many more street children. And he gave them some hope that one day God will change their lives. And he dreamed of starting an orphanage in a place where the children could eat daily and learn. And in the meanwhile, Baluko met several widows like his mother who were also destitute. So some of them agreed to take in a few of Robert's little orphans. There's never enough food for the widows and the children. And with the help of a couple of friends, we managed to buy a tiny plot of land to grow crops. And the growing season in Uganda is so unpredictable, with heavy bouts of rain and then drought. And the children wait, and they are hoping and praying that someone will hear their cries for help so that there will be a more permanent place to stay in a school where they can learn. And there's almost no money among them. But they believe, as I do, that God will provide a miracle, perhaps through some of your listeners.
Wow.
This is fantastic. What a great story.
So you were in a hospice.
Well, I was in hospice, but a home hospice.
Right, and you were going to die.
Right. They gave me less than 6 months.
All right.
In 2000?
Yes, in 2000. That's right. I had it first in 1986. It came back in 1999. Because when it first came in 86, we had a miracle son. We were married 15 years before we had him. And I just asked God to give me time to get him through high school. And just a month before he graduated, he came back in 1999. So I had no regrets in that part, but I just knew that there had to be more purpose for me, and it turned out that it was.
What is your greatest need now?
My greatest need? Well, of course, money is always the greatest need. There's always a need for money for the food so they can get at least one rice meal daily. And but Blue Cove tries to pay the rent for the widows, so they can tend to these orphans, but the landlord's constantly barraging for the rent and for threatening eviction. So money definitely is a great need. And the other need, I think, is for a pro bono attorney who will volunteer to do the paperwork to make this a 501c organization. But there are costs associated with that, too. So money definitely would be the greatest need.
Yeah, that makes sense. So if people are listening and they're interested in getting involved or assisting with the charity itself, maybe donating, how do they go about doing that?
Well, there are several ways. They can go to our website, which is voiceoftheorphans.org, and they can read more of this story and see pictures. Or they can email me directly at nancyk@windstream.net. Of course, they can write me. All that information is on that website, voiceoftheorphans.org. And also, we have a GoFundMe page. They can send me money via PayPal to my address I just gave, nancyk@windstream.net.
Now, and to make
and
it
clear, I immediately forward all that money to the committee that Blue Cove formed, and they use it to buy rice and do those things that are necessary for little children.
Now, you're also selling on eBay.
Yes, I do. And things that I sell, much of it has gone to this project, and I would like to continue doing that, and we'll continue to do it. I'm very grateful to Crazy Lister for giving us that opportunity.
There's a very interesting story on the Voice of the Orphan website. It's about a starfish. Can you share that with us?
Well, I will. It's not very long, but once upon a time, there was an old man who used to go to the ocean to do his writing. He had a habit of walking on the beach every morning before he began work. Well, early one morning, he was walking along the shore after a big storm had passed, and he found the vast beach littered with starfish as far as the eye could see, stretching in both directions. And off in the distance, the old man noticed a small boy approaching. And as the boy walked, he paused ever so often, and as he grew closer, the man could see that he was occasionally bending down to pick up an object and throw it into the sea. The boy came closer still, and the man called out, "Good morning. May I ask what it is that you're doing?" And the young boy paused, and he looked up, and he replied, "Throwing starfish into the ocean. The tide has washed them up into the beach, and they can't return to the sea by themselves," the boy replied. "When the sun gets high, they will die unless I throw them back into the water." Well, the old man replied, "But there must be tens of thousands of starfish on this beach. I'm afraid you won't really be able to make much of a difference." And the boy bent down, he picked up yet another starfish, and he threw it as far as he could into the ocean. Then he turned, and he smiled, and he said, "It made a difference to that one."
What a great story. That is such a... Thank you so much.
Well, that's you're welcome.
And it's so true, too. You can't think about... You have to think about what it is you can do, not about what you can't do.
That's true. Yeah, that's so true.
So what's your vision for the future of Voice of the Orphans?
Well, I share it with Blue Cove Robin and the committee, is that eventually a more permanent place will be able to be built. The small plot of land has been bought to build a building on, and they've gotten some walls up, but the rains have come and washed it down. But our vision is for a permanent place where the children can get meals daily, and I have a place to sleep. So that's what we're working for. But in the meanwhile, you have a lot of hungry children that need to be fed now, so that's our immediate need.
What kind of stuff do you sell on eBay?
I sell, coins. I have an interest in coins. I'm a numismatist. I'm a former school principal. When I retired, I wanted to open my own coin shop, which I did in this little town. And so I sell some of my coins there. And then this one of these things, as you get my age, you accumulate a lot at home that you don't need anymore. And so just items, jewelry box items, just books, just anything I can find that has some value to it.
Pretty much one-offs, though. Got
mm-hmm.
it. Well, listen, tell us your website URL and your eBay ID again, please.
The website is voiceoftheorphans.org, but there's some other sites that look similar. Be sure it's voiceoftheorphans.org.
Voiceoftheorphans.org.
Correct.
Fantastic, Nancy. Thank you so much. And continued success.
Her eBay ID is The Living Lady.
The Living Lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I know why they call you The Living Lady.
Well,
now we know why.
Exactly. Right.
And from hospice
more stories
to
about
this.
That on the website. But our main emphasis, of course, are our orphans and those widows.
Well, you continue, please, with your good works, and may others continue to benefit from them, and you're an inspiration to us
Thank
all.
Thank you for this opportunity.
And this show goes into the archives within a few hours later on this afternoon, and so it's the gift that keeps on giving. Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. We're ready and raring to go with your calls.
We're going to give away something. Yay!
888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
You've sold it. The buyers paid for it. Now you've got to ship it. Not to worry, because you've got Endesha. Endesha lets you process orders, purchase postage, and print shipping labels super efficiently so you can get back to selling and growing your business. To that end, with Endesha, you can brand labels with your logo or message. To help you meet eBay's on-time shipping requirement, Endesha automatically posts back tracking numbers so you and your buyers can check on packages en route, note acceptance scans, and watch for timely delivery. Endesha grows with your business, too, from Endesha Premium and Endesha for Mac to Endesha Professional. They all have access to discounts on postage from major carriers, saving you money as well as time. Try Endesha for free with a 30-day trial at Endesha.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Yeah.
listen while you list.